Case?
Case number 13202202, Sierra Village, Lot J43, seeks variances from the separation requirements for proposed structures. Section 115.5 and 115.172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the southeast side of Delaware Avenue. The 911 address is 20017 Delaware Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 54465. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, 10 mail return. The applicant is 2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed manufactured home to the landing on Lot J45, a 1.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed HVAC and the mobile manufactured home on Lot J45, a 12.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed manufactured home and the shed on Lot J45, a 9.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed manufactured home to the manufactured home on Lot A58, a 6.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed and a manufactured home on Lot A58, a 1.6-foot variance from the 10-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed and the shed on Lot J41, a 4.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed landing and the shed on Lot J41, a 4.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed landing and the shed on Lot J41, a 0.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and a shed on Lot J41, a 5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed landing and the manufactured home on Lot J41, a 1.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home in the manufactured home on Lot J41.
That's 11.
That's correct.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Brittany Stoll, 18364 Highwood Drive, Rehoboth Beach, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Here I am again. All right. The uniquely narrow dimensions of this lot create a challenge placing the manufactured home and maintaining minimum separation between homes and accessory structures. This lot was laid out with others in the community in the 1950s and the 1960s prior to the current county requirements for separation distances. The lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of the modern manufactured home. I have selected a standard size floor plan for this home that is comparable to other new homes in the community, but I am still unable to place on the lot without the required setbacks. The narrow width of the lot and the previous build out of the surrounding adjacent lots make it difficult to place a new manufactured home on the property consistent with others in the neighborhood while maintaining compliance with Sussex County's current zoning code. Particularly, the neighbor to both the left and right have their homes and sheds placed within the 5-foot setback required. Due to the uniqueness of the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code. I propose to place a normal width manufactured home that is consistent with others in other new homes in the community and a standard size shed that is consistent with other new homes and sheds within the community, but I'm unable to do so without violating the separation distances requiring between neighboring manufactured homes and accessory structures. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Without said variance, the property cannot be developed. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The property is quite narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof. The neighboring lots are also narrow, causing development of nearby lots to be nearer to the lot lines and neighboring homes. It appears impossible for a home to be placed on the property without violating the separation distance requirements, and as notated previously, both homes on either side of the lot encroach on the setbacks, which directly impacts the need for the variance. The exceptional practical difficulty was created by the unique conditions of the property and the development of adjacent lots. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare thereof. I am seeking this variance to add to the conformity of the community and to modernize the homes within the community, which will add value to and improve the characteristics of the community and neighborhood. And the variance sought are the minimum variances necessary to afford relief, and the variances requested represent the least modifications possible of the regulations at issues. The home is the narrowest currently available and minimizes the need for variance on the property. I didn't rush through it this time, guys. I'm sorry.
I'm assuming that completes your presentation?
Yes.
Okay. So this home is being replaced?
Yes.
Was the other one just in disrepair?
Yeah.
This is standard based on with the new dwellings that you're starting to, it seems like there's a change in this neighborhood. It's a good change, but that your neighbor's dwellings are kind of packing you in with what you can do with the property. But I do see that all this is contained in its actual building restriction line.
Yes.
So you meet the setbacks for most everything here. It just don't meet the variance for the distance to the adjacent structure.
Correct, yeah.
And the trailer will be the same as what's basically going in at the other lots?
Yes, yep.
Looking at the site plan you provided, I see the proposed dwelling and it looks like there's a lighter shaded box. Is that the old manufactured home?
Yes, the old manufactured home and the old shed that was on the site.
So it looks like this is slightly wider, but also quite a bit longer. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I presume you were unable to find a home of similar size to what you're replacing. Is that correct?
That's correct. We work with the same manufacturer for all our new homes.
And looking at this, I see all the steps and landings are on one side of the house. Is that to limit the encroachments in the setback areas?
Yes.
And I see the prior structure, are those steps by where the proposed AC is located from the old home?
That is correct.
So those were projecting over the property line, so we're no longer having that?
Yes.
And you'll have the ability to park vehicles on this property, is that correct?
Yep, 2-car driveway.
All right, I have no further questions, thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13202? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13202? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13202 for Sierra Village, lot J43, for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because of the narrowness of the property, and the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variances represent the minimal variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Levengood?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13202 has been approved. And we can do this again.
Right.